And so, I invite you now, if you've not already done so, to close your eyes, take a deep, healing breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then just let go. And as you exhale, release anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this now moment. Release any physical tension in your body. Clear your mind of any fears, worries, or limitations that you have placed on spirit or on yourself. Just continue breathing in, breathing out, knowing that every breath is taking you closer into that inner sanctuary of your soul. Every breath, you are breathing the very life force of God. And in this consciousness, let's just take this sacred time to become centered in the truth that you are created in the image and likeness of the divine. Open your hearts to that truth that Jesus taught. God loves you with a love so pure, so unconditional, so omnipresent that it's hard for our human minds to comprehend. You are a favored child of the Most High. You live and move and have your being in perfect oneness with God. There is nothing you have ever done or left undone that could keep God from loving you. God's amazing grace surrounds you, enfolds you, and expresses as you. Now, in your mind's eye, see yourself enfolded in a beautiful white light that is pure energy, pure peace, pure love. You are in the light. You are the light, and the light is you. You have within, through the indwelling Christ, all the harmony and wisdom you will ever need, right here, right now. This is the truth that sets you free. Feel right now the love and peace and harmony of God. And as you do so, allow yourself to bring forward any resentments or unforgiveness that you might be holding about yourself. Allow it just to gently surface. Bring it into the light and feel the light that you are dissolving any negative feelings. Feel your heart soften. Open yourself up to forgive yourself. Erase any feelings of guilt, criticism, or self-condemnation. Know that God does not, cannot condemn you. As Jesus said to the woman, "Woman, neither do I condemn you." And so now, just for a few moments in the silence, know that you are defined by your highest moments, and let all else go. Feel the forgiveness. Say to yourself, "I forgive myself for anything I've ever said or done in error." And affirm the love that I am sets me free and I am at peace. Do this now for a few moments in the silence. And now, having released what needed to be released, you are ready to open your heart to receive the amazing grace and love of God. In the words of a Unity pioneer, Mary Kupferle, trust the Spirit within. Trust, truly trust, the Spirit within. Trust the Spirit within to heal your body. Trust the Spirit within to give you guidance and right ideas to solve anything that needs to be solved in your life. Trust the Spirit within to release you from any limiting thoughts or habits. Trust the Spirit within yourself and within others, within any circumstance confronting you. And if you ever, at any moment in your life, feel that your faith is not adequate or your strength is not enough, start to bolster your faith and strength by boldly affirming, I trust the Spirit within. I trust the Spirit within. And know that through the grace of God, you are always at the brink of good every moment. God's love, grace, and good are right where you are, right here, right now. Believe it, accept it, visualize it. Open your heart to receive it, and you will always reap more than you sow. And so, dear God, sweet Spirit, we set the intention this day to follow the example of our wayshower, Jesus Christ, who knew how to receive the very best of your kingdom of good. We set the intention to trust the Spirit within. Our hearts are full of gratitude for your unconditional love and amazing grace. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be. And we will end our time now of prayer and meditation by gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.